2 months away from the start of the Branch County Fair, a tradition around here like no others. I guess, you know, they say that with the golf tournaments, but it certainly is the biggest family gathering probably for Branch County each and every year. And giving us an update in the studio on where things stand right now, because I know there's a lot of cool new things happening. Colleen Albright, who's now the president of the board for the Fair Association, and Keith Bildner, who's the manager of the fair. You survived your first year last year, Keith.
Yes, I did.
And you came back for a second
year. I came back. Yeah. You know, just like a puppy.
But obviously, you've been involved for years, actually being on the board, too,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yep. About 13 years, so yeah. Right. It's not new. But new role.
Yeah. Colleen, as fairs try to stay relevant and continue to grow, fair board's constantly looking at new things and what to tweak and what not to, right?
Correct. We've tweaked a lot this year based on what our superintendents want. Without volunteers, we're nothing.
Yeah.
So we're trying to meet what they see as our needs.
Okay. When you say superintendents, those are for the various barns and also arts and crafts and those kinds of things too?
Crafts, livestock, all of it.
Okay.
For the youth.
So what are some of those highlights of what you're looking at that might be the changes for this year then?
To begin with, it's all due June 30th instead of 4th of July. People wait to the last minute and it kind of cramps our style there that weekend. So it's all due the 30th of June, including open class, which may put a little cramp on some of the folks, but on the other hand, we can meet their needs better by better judges, yeah. Delays, displays, etc.
Yeah, okay. What else you do with that?
Our livestock show is all different.
Okay.
So Monday will be beef in the morning and starter calves in the evening, pigs all day at Tuesday, dairies in the evening. Sheep is Wednesday day, goats are Wednesday night. Which kind of packs it in, but changes it all for better for the kids.
Okay. So as you do those little tweaks, obviously, try to make sure that you can get the maximum participation of everybody, including your volunteers then.
Volunteers, and we've upped the number of exhibits the kids can take, so they can take 3 species now. That'll help fill out the barns, help the auction run a little bit smoother. So there's a lot of changes we're looking at.
Yeah, the fair itself, the 6th through the 12th at the Branch County Fairgrounds. Keith, there's some new things during the week of the fair that you guys are looking at, too.
Yeah,
right?
We kind of revamped Kids Day. We have a new sponsor. Myers is sponsoring Kids Day. And we have a couple of our secretaries, Hannah and Alyssa, kind of took over, basically Hannah. From noon to 4, there's going to be activities for the kids in many ways. At Burton Hall, we have the district library coming, Children's Museum, Home Depot, so you can build stuff. There'll be activities at what they call the 4-H Clubhouse. It used to be the bingo stand.
Okay.
Leaders Council took over the bingo stand, so they kind of made it a central location so kids can do activities there. Where I have a free stage with Circus Among Us. And in the evening, something new at the free stage, we're going to have movie night. It's going to be Sandlot, the movie.
Okay, all right.
They'll get a little bag of popcorn, some treats, and sit out there and watch a movie on a big blow-up screen that we have.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, that's right.
Just saw that the other day. Very, very cool movie. Evening shows, pretty much the same stuff in the grandstand area for this year?
Other than Saturday night, we have it's a traditional demolition derby.
Okay.
We're going to try that. And during the week, 3 nights a week, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Friday night at the free stage. Our free stage has always been just kind of for kids.
Yeah.
So we're going to have 3 live bands.
Okay.
Tuesday night from 5 to 7, where I have Bad Mojo. They're kind of a blues rock band.
Very cool.
Wednesday from 5 to 7, where I have Pomegranate Whiskey.
Okay.
And they play everything from Elvis to Ozzy.
Yeah.
And Friday night from 5 to 7, where I have the County Line Band.
Okay.
And they play just about everything, country. And
it's a good lineup. Yeah, very good
lineup. We're looking, it sounds exciting.
Well, and it sounds like now the whole, trying to make it, again, like I said, people, you know, maybe family friendly might be an overused term, but really is trying to add a whole lot more stuff for the entire family than on this.
Correct. We want more involvement, more things to do instead of just going on rides, which Elliot's is a wonderful company, but let's do other things too. And we're really focused a lot on that this year.
All right. So from the livestock end, obviously, all the deadlines, all that's on the website. Folks can find out all those those key dates. Between now and then, what else needs to get done for you guys right now?
Just about everything.
At least we don't have to mow lawn.
You're right.
Yeah, I guess that's one benefit of the dry weather for that. So.
That's correct.
But this is kind of the rush to the finish now, right?
Yes, it is. It's just we have a great staff and board, and we all pitch in, and you'll see us down there doing odds and ends, and we got some painting to do and fixing, but we get it done.
Well, looking forward to it. Again, just a couple of months away, the 6th through the 12th, officially the dates for the Branch County Fair. And again, just go to branchfair.com is the website. Folks can get all the information on that then. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
It's Colleen Albright, who's the president of the board, and Keith Bildner, manager of the Branch County Fair, with us this morning.